And finally, it was the time of the year again where Wits University was yet upon another graduation season. This past week has been filled with ululation, broad smiles, pride, and hundreds of students in black robes and academic stoles crossing the outdoor stage on East Campus at Wits University. The coronavirus has led to everyone leading anything but a normal life. According to Wits Vuvuzela, the institution's graduates have eagerly been waiting for the first in-person graduation ceremonies, which took place in April 19 to 29 since the start of the COVID-19. Obakeng Ramari, who completed her law degree in November 2021, says the live ceremony was so fulfilling and amazing. Ramari says if one aspires to be a Wits graduate, then they must work hard and take care of their mental health at all costs.
So my graduation was at the end of April this year, but I had completed my LLB November last year. This year we actually had a live ceremony, which is actually amazing and so fulfilling. You know, just getting on that stage and getting your degree, there's no feeling other than that, you know. What I'd like to say to someone who aspires to be a Wits graduate is to work hard, but also take some time to rest. Believe in yourself. That is one of the most important things, but also take care of your mental health, because your mental health and your life is more important than a degree.
The institution says the class of 2020 was part of the September 2021 and April 2022 graduation ceremonies because they unfortunately could not at the time have live graduation ceremonies to celebrate their achievements in 2020 due to the coronavirus pandemic.
Students who graduated in 2020 were part of the September 2021 stage crossing ceremonies, especially arranged by the university so that graduates and their loved ones could have their moment to celebrate and mark the completion of the academic journey and the hard work that went into it. Those who indicated that they could not attend in September 2021 were once again given an opportunity, together with those who graduated virtually in December 2021, to attend the stage crossing ceremony, which took place during the April graduation season, and their day was 23 April 2022. The invitation to attend the ceremonies was shared via the university's official communication channels, which includes the Wits student email account, the university's website, social media platforms, in order to ensure broad awareness. The invite was also sent to students' personal email accounts if these existed on the university's database.
Bachelor of Education graduate Lerato Selepe describes her graduation day as one of the best days in her life. She says nothing beats the feeling of crossing that stage and everyone looking at you with admiration and chanting for you.
Speaking to Lerato Selepe, a qualified professional teacher from the University of Wits. My grad day has to be the best day of my life. That is the most, I'll never forget in your life. Remember that time in high school you have to write about the day you'll never forget in your life? Well, it has to be my graduation day. That is amazing. Watching your parents, family members come all the way from Durban just to be there for that one important day of your life. Watching fellow Vetsies look at you with so much admiration because they know it wasn't easy. Conquering the Wits age is not easy, but at the end of the day, it has to be done. No matter how many years it takes, it has to be done. So that has to be the best day of my life, best moment walking across that stage. Even though it was very, I didn't know what exactly am I going to do, you know, just to spice it up. I just pulled up my hand, but yeah, that has to be the best day, watching people chant for you, watching people stand up for you. You know, it's like, you did this. Everyone is looking at you saying, wow, you did this. So to my fellow Witsies, hold on. The Wits age for everyone. We all go through the Wits age. But my advice for you is to hold on. Your day is coming. Your day is coming. Your day is going to come too. I love the song by Amadi Black, Hamba. Listen to that song. I'm sure it's going to inspire you each and every time you feel like giving up. One day you'll make it. One day you'll be a VIS graduate and cross across that stage and walk across that stage. And trust me, that'll be the proudest moment of your life.
Furthermore, Selepe says everyone who would love to be a VIS graduate must continue to work hard and hold on.
What I'd like to say to someone who would like to be a VIS graduate, hold on. Hold on. The VIS age, it gets through to all of us, but hold on. One day you will conquer it. One day you will conquer it and you'll be proud of yourself. The mere fact that you'll be a VITS graduate will say a lot about you. Will say a lot about you. Just hold on. Just hold on, man. Trust me, the VITS edge is very addictive. You'll come back even after the even after you conquered the edge, because it's very addictive. Just hold on. You got this.
Speaking to Breaking Ground, some of the VIS graduates say they are very much honored to be VITS graduates, considering all the challenges that they faced during the peak of COVID-19.
I'm very much honored to be a VIS graduate, and looking at the obstacles that we faced, you know, as students, like, it wasn't easy to graduate, you know, from VIS, especially in record time, taking everything into consideration that, like, you know, a lot of people lost funding, and also, like, a lot of people weren't able to adjust to remote learning, you know, as quickly or as smoothly, just, you know, as other students were. So I'd like to say, to keep everything in short, I'd like to say that it wasn't easy, but by God's grace, it happened. And yeah, I'm grateful that, like, I'm one of the few that actually graduated in record time. Like, it can only be God.
I just recently graduated from VITS, and what I thought about the graduation was that it was a really cool thing to see, and it was a moment that you could share with your family and celebrate with your family after the hard work that you put in into going to graduation. Because, to be quite honest with you, it takes quite a lot of energy and dedication to your studies in order to reach that level to even graduate, because it is hard. So a person who is still in high school or wants to come to VITS next year, all I can say to you is that you need to prepare yourself for hard work, because it requires a lot of hard work.
VITS says COVID-19 protocols were adhered to, prohibiting handshaking and hooding at the ceremony. Attendees were required to produce a vaccination certificate or negative PCR or antigen test on arrival. There was social distancing and sanitizers were available. The ceremonies were conducted in an outdoor marquee on the library lawns, which allows for natural ventilation instead of the pre-pandemic venue, the Great Hall. For Breaking Ground, I am